the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Humans have 20,000 genes in every cell within our bodies, yet we only express 6,000. So where are the rest of them? Do you have any control over them? And what does it matter? I'm Nikki Donaldson. On today's Missouri State Journal, I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Durham, Director of the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center at Missouri State University. He will discuss some interesting facts about predispositions for disease and how we can control to some degree our long-term health, something he's been researching in his study of epigenetics.
You have 20,000 pieces of information, 20,000 building blocks, if you will, things that we can do. We only use 6,000 of them per cell. So then you have to ask yourself, what happens to the other 14,000? And even clinicians and people get confused. They think we get rid of them. We don't. We just turn them off. And you can turn them off for your whole entire life. So, for example, you have certain, you know, hemoglobin, you know, which binds oxygen. The hemoglobin that you have during your developmental period, like when you're in utero, during the fetal, the embryonic period and stuff, like between like 6 weeks and 12 weeks, you have one type of hemoglobin. And then at 12 weeks to 18 weeks, you have another type of hemoglobin because it has the oxygen affinities have to change because the oxygen that we have, the ability we have to bind oxygen is very different than what is needed for a fetus. A fetus, the amount of oxygen, we're breathing air, right? Well, they're trying to get it from basically an aqueous environment. And so they have to have a hemoglobin that binds oxygen really tightly. As crazy as it sounds, those forms of hemoglobin are only expressed for 6 weeks. So you have a gene in your cell, one of your 20,000 genes, only codes for a protein that's used for 6 weeks of your development. And then it's turned off the rest of the time, never ever seen again. But if you don't have that gene, you will not survive through that window of development. And then even after you're born, you have fetal hemoglobin is what we call it. After you're born and you start breathing oxygen, you switch to another form of hemoglobin. So there's a lot of genes like that in our genome that we need for actually building our bodies initially, but they're never turned on again.
Unfortunately, though, it works in the reverse way, too. When cancer is present in cells, it turns off the good genes. But Durham still offers hope to cancer patients, saying that good lifestyle and environmental choices will improve your health.
In cancer, there's these epigenetic changes that occur where you actually turn off the good genes and the ones that protect our genome, protect our DNA from getting mutated and stuff, they actually get turned off and the bad genes get turned on. So there's this whole switch in our system that really and what can reverse that is actually eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. It's been unequivocal across ethnic groups, everything. If you eat more fruits and vegetables, you are going to be much healthier.
While eating more fruits and vegetables is intuitive to keep your body healthy, Durham shares a study about the propensity to go against this bad judgment.
The average person, I think that I just read, eats out four times a week. Mm-hmm. Four of the seven dinners they eat out. Again, very tasty food, but not very nutritious. And that's part of the problem that we're facing is that we really have to change our lifestyles if we really want to change our genome. Because modern medicine, we almost have too much trust in it, right? We almost believe that it can fix everything. And the problem is that we, I think, as we move forward, we just have to go back to some of the basics.
Durham is empowered and encouraged through this study of epigenetics because it means that your destiny is not set in stone in your genes. Each of us has the power to change some of what the family genes have passed down through the generations. He also shares a story about how some people are just lucky, avoiding terrible diseases like cancer due to a lack of genetic predisposition. One such story is Durham's father himself.
For example, my dad has smoked, from almost the same amount of time, not at the same level maybe that as my mom did, but he doesn't have that same, risk factor. I mean, he actually has a genome that must have protected him from, some of the damage that can be caused. And really what it comes down to is our ability to repair our DNA to a large degree. So some people have different mechanisms that allow us to age at different rates. And you see this all the time, right? Even within siblings. As you get into your 40s and 50s, people that you think were the youngest are not the youngest in the family. And it's partly because of the different expression of those genes and the lifestyle choices.
That was Dr. Paul Durham, professor of cell biology at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.